whereas scientific proofs are based upon a body of observations which, taken together, add up to what appears to be overwhelming evidence in favor of a particular hypothesis, scientific theories are not absolute. They are always subject to change. When new evidence comes along that disproves an accepted theory, the theory goes out the window. With science, there is always some degree of doubt. Not so with mathematics. In order for something to become a mathematical theory, it must have absolute proof. Once a theory is proved, it is true forever, and the advance of mathematical knowledge is powerless to change it. This means that mathematicians are held to a higher standard of proof than anyone else. Take, for example, the Pythagorean theorem, that bit of triangle logic that forms the basis of every sixth grade geometry class. The concept had been used by the Chinese and Egyptians for millennia when it was finally proved by Pythagoras around 500 BC. More than 2,000 years later, it's still true, and it always will be. For eternity, humans can count on the fact that, in any right triangle, the square of the length of the hypotenuse will be equal to the sum of the squares of the lengths of the other two sides. For the past 18 years, one thing had been firm in my mind: the identity of Lila's killer. My meeting with McConnell had changed that. What McConnell left me with was a problem. I could believe what he had told me and allow the story of my life as I knew it to completely unravel. "What is a life but a compendium of stories?" Thorpe had said. Thorpe's story of Lila's death had become my own. It was the window pane through which I had viewed the world for my entire adult life. If I chose to believe McConnell, I must face the possibility that the identity of Lila's killer would never be known, that the person who truly committed the crime had duped everyone and had paid no price at all. Or I could go on believing Thorpe's version of events, in which case there was still no justice for my sister, but at least there was an answer that made some kind of sense, a story with a beginning, middle, and end.